Hi everybody, it's Emily here from the Willow Pod, and today I have with me Georgie. Hi Georgie.
Hi.
So Georgie, you're a sociology student, aren't you?
Yep, that's me.
And we are here today to talk about incels.
Yay, what a fun subject.
It is a lovely subject, isn't it? It's one of my special areas of interest. Now, for those of you that don't know what an incel is, Georgie, can you give us a bit of an explanation, please?
Right, to be on a very surface level, an incel is an involuntary celibate, so somebody who does not have sex. It comes from a quite interesting place, quite harmless actually. In the 1990s, there was an involuntary celibate project on the internet for people who wanted to talk to other people who were choosing not to have sex. And then by the early 2000s, it became a very different place with a lot of sexist scapegoating. And that is how we have what we have now. And it has a lot of different language to what maybe you and I would use in the everyday.
So tell me about this language that they use.
I'll try and explain it in the best way that I can. It is quite derogatory. It's not very nice language. So bear that in mind. Yeah. So we have Chads, Stacey's, Normies, Incels, and Becky's. So those are probably like your five main ones to hear about people. Chads are your stereotypically very self-confident, masculine man, very traditionally attractive. Mm-hmm. Stacey's are your good-looking but vapid, hyper-feminine, and unattainable women. So these are the women that everybody wants, but only the really attractive men can have. And right. Then you have a normie, which is just an average person. And then an incel is the opposite of a chad. And they kind of use this term of sexual market value, which is how attractive you are, what you have to provide in a market. And a chad has really high sexual market value, whereas incel doesn't. But they kind of redeem themselves as being knowledgeably better and aware of things that other men can't see. And, you know, they've got other things that chads don't have, and they try and redeem right. themselves in a different way. So from that, we have then the like Matrix kind of talk. Most people have probably seen the Matrix, but if you haven't, there's two pills. You can either take the red pill, and I think that's the one that makes you see the world differently. In the blue pill, you can just carry on living life. So it's kind of the same thing. The red pill, you can see the real nature of females and the shallow nature of women. Blue pill, you can kind of just continue to live your life. Or you can take the black pill, which is accepting the harsh reality of the red pill, where women and society are basically biased against men. And that is what the incels take, the black pill. They take the harder route in life. They know the real things that are going on that you and I obviously don't know, because we just choose to take the blue pill. And that's what right. normies take. It sounds insane and like a sci-fi book, and it just makes no sense.
It does sound like they're in some kind of alternate reality. And yet I guess they think that we, the normies, are in the alternate reality. We're the ones that don't realise what's really happening.
Honestly, I was trying to get some more information on this. I found the incel Wikipedia, and I actually think my brain stopped working because I was trying to read it and none of it made sense. Covers, they have lots of abbreviations for things, but it was like I'd fall in a different reality, honestly.
I actually started to read a book by Laura Bates, Men Who Hate Women, and I mean, I'm used to reading about domestic abuse, violence against women and girls. I feel like I've got quite a high tolerance, but when I read Laura Bates' book, well, I've not actually managed to get all the way through it. I can only read for about half an hour at once. I mean, it's a brilliant book. Laura Bates has done some amazing work, but just the things that she talks about, you just think, what is going on?
Honestly, and I think when you actually look at why it's worrying, it gets even scarier. Because, yeah, it sounds like all these boys sat in their rooms, you know, making up all this terminology, but when you actually work out what they're talking about, it is really scary. So it's anti-feminist in nature, which, you know, is their choice. But because they've taken the black pill, they can see the world differently, as we said. But it also is associated with mass acts of violence. There have been a fair few, I think, mainly in America, because obviously it's an ideology that has been created by some pretty pivotal people on the internet. But there's this man called Elliot Rodgers. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Didn't he write a manifesto, like 100 and he had a lot to say, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly that. And what's really scary is that all these men, it is men, are sat on the internet going, saying, Supreme Elliot Rodgers, like it is a cult, which is, it's a different type of cult, and cult nonetheless. It's very scary. He talked about concentration camps of women, getting rid of all the women that basically didn't serve a function if they weren't this unattainable beauty for reproductive purposes. It is really horrible. And then you also get this pickup artist kind of culture who can pick up the best women in the most interesting way, but it entirely dehumanizes women whilst also trying to pick up these women. This pickup artist culture really is a bit iffy about rape.
I remember one of the bits that made me put down Laura's book was the bit where it said that these men will think, if the only way I can get sex is to rape, well, that's what I'm going to do.
Sadly, it's that ability to think of women as something that can only be used for certain reasons, creation and all of those really like sterile and unhuman kind of thought processes. And I kept having a look further and further into this, like, weird...
Oh, you went down the rabbit hole.
I didn't. I stayed head above the water, but okay, just kind of looked at more of these terms. And it gets even weirder. You get things like the different types of incels. Now, the first two are not very nice. So, forewarn, you get the pedo cell.
Oh, good
which
Lord.
You can probably guess. And then you get rape cells. And it kind of just goes on and on and on. And people have like different type of cell depending on their race, which gets even weirder. Like these are a little bit, well, they are entirely derogatory. You get curry cell and rice cell. They're just, it's just terrible, really. But then you get other end of the spectrum of incels that believe they're slightly out of it. So using the gym is something that is really like glorified, like I'm trying to better myself. Well, that's great, but you still have that incel ideology and still kind of. So there's some boys that call themselves gym cells.
Oh, Lord.
It just goes on and on and on, but all of it really normalizes it and glorifies it because now you've got a label, you are this thing.
You've got a label, and not only that, they've got somewhere they can meet with others on the internet. I promised my boss I wasn't going to say this, but one of the things I often say about incels, I'm 42 now, I watched The Matrix the first time round. back in my day, incels were just, they weren't incels, they were just nerds, nerdy people that weren't terribly attractive, that couldn't find, you know, a partner. But now, because of the internet, they've got a place to spread that hurt that they're feeling and that hate.
And I think something that shouldn't be ignored when we're talking about incels is that hurt and loneliness. They talk a lot about being lonely, which is, you know, nobody deserves to feel lonely. Nobody deserves to feel hurt. But having that space to spread hate obviously is where the issues arise. But loneliness is something really, really important. And I think especially if we circle back to rural life, loneliness is something that is really worrying, especially here. We've got to be aware of what loneliness breeds, especially when you have access to the internet and nobody else to talk to. And all you do is look and speak this incel language. It's very dangerous.
Absolutely. I do feel maybe we ought to just pop into the middle of this to say we know that this isn't all men. Before we get, you know, any backlash, we know that all men aren't like this. And I'm sure to a certain extent, there's women who are very lonely and who feel very angry that, maybe they're not terribly attractive. They're not getting attention from...
You are right. And I listened to a really interesting podcast, but there are women who want to get involved in incel culture, and you would think they will be lappy at the heels. A woman to talk to. They don't want to.
Oh.
Obviously, that's not all men at all. I think we've got to be careful that we don't make the same mistake that they're making of generalising all of us to be the same people, because they're all different. As we said, they've all got different labels.
Yeah.
They're all different. And they all have different perspectives. There are some incels that are slightly more above water than others. But some of them, it just makes no sense at all. Some of them, I think, are quite happy just being in that place because obviously it's a safe zone. It's comfort zone.
For them, yes. Yeah.
I do actually have some stages to look out for if you are wondering if somebody else is getting involved with it.
Yeah.
So the first one is like situational awareness. Somebody may see that gender equality is like a feminist lie. They're starting to get quite sexist, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number two can be the rejection of long-term relationships. Number three can be the rejection of short-term relationships and abstaining from all relationships with other women and really getting quite insular. Number four can be economic disengagement. So this is quite anti-government, tyrannical, living a life with no more than necessary. It's just the basics. So like separatists, that bit.
Yeah.
So those are the people who are completely separate from society. That is the top level. That is the people you really should be worried about because they are people who may be more predisposed than people slightly softer in cell, we'll say that. Those are the people who would be more predisposed to committing violent crimes. Mm. Obviously, this is generalisation, and these stages are just what helps people define it a lot easier. Everybody's different, which is maybe even harder to understand, but some people are so different that it makes it even harder to understand why somebody would do it. But I think incel culture is definitely a gateway drug, if you're going to look at it like that.
Yeah, yeah. One thing that I've found really interesting is involuntary celibates start off as someone who maybe can't get a girlfriend, but then become someone who actively is a voluntary celibate, essentially.
Yeah, definitely. And I think if you look even further inside of it, there's little communities that's not even about sex. It's not even about having relationships. It just gets to the point where there are communities that are completely against women's rights, women's suffrage, and entirely about the fact that men have lost their control in society. It's so backwards, but these are small communities.
Yeah.
We have to remember that incels are not the everyday community.
No.
They are something to look out for, but they're not actually as bad as we maybe think they are, as long as we keep it at that level.
Yeah.
But they are not currently to the point where you would maybe walk down the street and see seven, you know.
Yeah, and it's interesting you should say that, actually, because I've spoken to one of the sergeants in the Derbyshire Police Prevent team, which is obviously Prevent is to do with counter-terrorism, and he's actually given me a quote, so it's quite long, but if I can just read it out. So, any risk that may be related to incel concerns should be reported to the police, where they will be assessed by the Prevent team. This is the case within Derbyshire and also nationally. Prevent is part of the counter-terrorism strategy, but thankfully to date, we have had no homicide or serious injury case in the UK judged to have been driven by incel ideology. The Jake Davidson shootings in Plymouth in 2021 were considered by counter-terrorism police due to some of the incel-linked internet forums that had been frequented by Davidson, but it was ultimately judged to have been a domestic incident which spilled out onto the streets. However, as you've said, Georgie, there have been multiple murders in other countries, notably the US and Canada, where incel-based ideology has determined to have been the driving factor behind the killings. Therefore, we do take each and every report seriously. In the UK, we've seen a recent conflation between the appeal of Andrew Tate, especially to young males with a perceived incel risk. Although Tate is misogynistic and part of the toxic manosphere, in inverted commas, on some parts of the internet, he does not represent the same ideological risk. Those that truly believe in the involuntary celibate aspect will not recognise themselves in Tate, quite the opposite. It should be said that there is a school of thought which argues that Tate and other misogynistic internet movements, for example, pickup artists and men going their own way, may drive the true incel deeper into his belief that he is entitled to have sex with women and commit acts of harm to achieve that end. But currently, the research around that is uncertain. Prevent have received a number of referrals from schools where Tate and some select others are referenced. This is understandable given the specific knowledge needed in this area, but in the vast majority of cases, we judge the risk is a wider cultural one around male attitudes and behaviour towards females rather than an ideological of harm. The number of Prevent referrals where a serious and genuine incel ideology is assessed to be present is extremely low. Again, this is true both for Derbyshire and nationally. However, we know that those who may represent the most significant risk may only voice their feelings on private internet messaging apps and forums. Therefore, there is a potential blind spot for police and partner agencies to recognise any emerging issues. If in doubt, we would ask that people act early and report their concerns. So, like you say, Georgie, you know, the risk in Derbyshire and nationally is not huge at the moment.
No, which is good. Which is a good thing.
Which is good.
In the same vein, we also don't know. But as long as people are given the space to talk about, you know, why you might feel like you are an incel, or maybe not using such a big term, but why you might feel like, you know, you don't want to have a relationship, but that's fine. It's making sure we don't entirely villainize people who are lonely and find these spaces comforting. Because yes, it is scary. You know, as we talked about in those stages, if you can take somebody away from that, seeing women as this thing that's taking them away from their power, if you can stop that point by just talking to somebody and being like, hey, it's a little bit worrying that you see it like this. I want to know why you feel like this. I care about you. People care about you. That is a massive thing. Everybody likes to hear that. Especially if you're finding these spaces as your comfort source, but it is coming in. And as I said, stopping it early, because it is a rabbit hole. It really is. Honestly, as I was looking through stuff for this, you go from looking at sort of preventative measures to really like propagandary stuff. It's a very fine balance. If you're not aware of what you're looking at, you could really easily fall into it. And that's what's worrying.
And I mentioned to you, I think one of the reasons I decided I'd really like to do this as a podcast was the fact that I'd met a person who watched a podcast where a professor from America was saying how only 30% of men are managing to have sex because only the attractive men are having sex. And it was just kind of a low-level incel thinking that made this particular lady that I'd spoken to think, oh, these poor men that aren't able to have relationships. And, you know, so
I mean, I wanted to say from that, as a young woman in the modern world, I know a lot of friends and such that are dating, and the dating world is very different. I know that it's very different from maybe when my parents started dating. But the way men and women come to those situations are very different, especially when technology is involved. And also, as a sociology student, I should add, statistics mean nothing sometimes. Very rarely do people actually say, this is what I'm thinking. So when people are saying, oh, so-and-so's not having any sex anymore, you might have just met that bloke on a bad day when he had not seen anybody for months. And he's like, I don't have any sex anymore. What does that really mean? You know, statistics can be really helpful. And then other times they can be, well,
absolutely.
When we're looking at violence against women and girls, it is that justification of rape that we worry about.
Yeah, yeah.
And justification of basically any violence against women. That's what's really worrying. And then, as we've said, abroad we've seen a variety of different horrendous acts of violence. But really, when we're looking at women in a smaller scale, violence against women, it's that justification and normalization of thinking it's acceptable to commit heinous crimes against people just because of, you know, what you feel you're entitled to. That's what's worrying.
yeah.
I think I might be in the right thinking that women deserve to have rights, but that's just me. shocking as it comes. But so I feel like I should give out the olive branch because I think I'm right. So
yeah.
And they're not going to give out the olive branch, are they? No. Because they're too hateful.
So Derbyshire Police have said that if you know someone who's displaying some worrying behaviours, there's a couple of ways you can report to the police. The preferred option would be to log on to the Derbyshire Constabulary Police website, type prevent in the search field, go to the page listed prevent, then scroll to the bottom and click in the box marked make a referral. That method should work with most other police force areas as well. Another option for reporting radicalisation, any form of radicalisation, would be the national website, which is Act Early. That's ACTEARLY.UK. This is for reporting any radicalisation concerns. So there's two things I want to say just before we finish off. If anybody feels like maybe they are starting to identify as an incel and they want to talk to us and put their point across, please send us a message, e.brailsford@ruralactiondarbyshire.org.uk. And then the other thing, well, it's not what I want to say. I'm asking you, Georgie, if you could say one thing to somebody who was out there that was starting to feel like they are identifying as an incel, what would you say to them?
That's a really hard question. I think maybe you're not as lonely as you think you are, and that shockingly, everybody has somebody that cares about them and that you should go talk to them, and that they won't be as angry as you probably think they will be, and that that's probably the best place to go. And that goes for everybody who's falling into those ideology traps. Just, it sounds really simple, and I know it's not really simple, because especially when you are in that pitfall, that rabbit hole of just, I can't see any bright light out of this. Just go talk to somebody who will listen.
Yeah.
And that can be a friend, a family member, your guardian, anybody. Yeah. They want to know. They care.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably the best thing I could say.
And it's a brilliant way to end the podcast. As you say, everybody has got somebody who cares about them. Thank you so much for talking to me, Georgie. I say this at the end of every podcast, that I really hope we can talk to you again. But I really hope we can talk again, because as I said at the beginning, this is one of my very, very absurd passions. I just feel so strongly that we need to talk about this. More people need to know what incel ideology is and to get it out in the open. As a parent of two young men and a daughter, you know, I just feel it's so important. So thank you. Thank you so much for giving up your time and all the work you've done to prepare for this. It's really appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been really enjoyable talking about it, I think. I've enjoyed doing the research. It's a really interesting subject. Maybe I'm going to become as obsessed with it as you are.
Oh, well, I hope you don't.